Brave is once again another smash for Pixar and Disney. Set in Scotland in the 10th century, it marks several firsts for Pixar, but one of the things it definitely is proudly Scottish. As one of the many Scottish voices in the film, the Scottish voice playing Wee Dingwall is Callum O'Neill. Hello, Callum.
Hello to you.
And I've seen the film, and you watch it, and it's made by Pixar, obviously, and Disney, but you watch it and you think, I am watching a Scottish film.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's quite stunning the level of detail that they've gone into, not just in terms of the landscape, which is entirely genuine and based on actual sites within Scotland when they had done the research, but the accents are authentic, the vernacular is authentic, and even the sense of humour is authentic.
And that's, I know it's called Brave, but and Pixar are known for taking brave decisions, but it is quite brave that they've done a whole load of new things, as they usually do, but chosen to set their first real-world film in 10th century Scotland.
Yes, and I think that certainly the influence of Disney, they're very famous for having their princess characters, but you can see the Pixar influence, that this princess is not waiting for her knight in shining armour or for someone to kiss her to wake her up. She's very much an independent young lady and she wants to control her own fate, which is essentially what the story is about.
And you play one of the not knights in shining armour, Wee Dingwall, and what a fantastic entrance that Wee Dingwall has, doesn't he?
He does indeed. When I first saw that, it had already been animated before I was asked to provide the voice for it. I must say I laughed a lot because when I was looking at it, I hadn't even seen what my character looked like. And so this was Disney Pixar having a joke on me. So they said, let us introduce you to your character. And I'm looking at this massive Conan thing going, right? Not what I expected. And then, of course, he pops up from behind. So it is a wonderful, wonderful entrance. And I've got to say, I'm very lucky to have been given such a wonderful character to voice.
I spoke to Jason Isaacs about lots of things, but I spoke to him about Cars 2, which he was involved with. Yeah. And he told me that the process of recording a voice for Pixar was just thoroughly pleasurable. They were wonderful people. I imagine you're not going to say anything different, are you?
They are genuinely a pleasure to work with. Mark Andrews, the director, and I believe he's directed Toy Story 3, Up, and Finding Nemo, three amazing films. Disney Pixar's Brave, in terms of the commercial box office, is going to outstrip all of those. It's been such a huge success. And I think a huge part of that is working with Mark Andrews, because he really knows how to get the best out of the actors. He is so passionate, so enthusiastic, constantly smiling, a crazy amount of energy. And to have him working in the studio with you, you could be working a long, long day and you never drop your enthusiasm. And he's been working with Pixar for a long time. And I think he personifies the attitude that they have.
And as a Scot, was it pleasing to see all the Scottish voices involved and the authenticity of the film?
Very much so, very much so. The only non-Scot that is in that film is John Ratzenberger, who for sentimental reasons has to be in every single Pixar movie. And you can pick his voice out a mile away because the film is so Scottish. Everybody in it is Scottish. I mean, even Emma Thompson, her mother is Scottish. Emma Thompson's accent is flawless. I believe she lives in Scotland. And so everybody involved in it is Scottish. And they said, be authentic to your accent. Use vernacular. Use the colloquialisms that you use. Let the world see and hear what Scotland is about. And I've got to say, the locations, when you see the landscape that they've drawn, the animation that they've put to it, it looks so realistic. I swear I had goosebumps.